One of the many wonderful things about living in our subtropical climate is that beautiful flowering plants can be seen around New Orleans all year long. And other than certain seasonal planting requirements for some varieties of fruits and vegetables, truth is, you can throw almost anything in the ground around here and it will probably grow. This is good for folk like me who subscribe to what might be called the Darwinian theory of gardening. But then, and thank goodness for this, there are others who take their gardening far more seriously than I. They are the ones who really beautify our city.
There are master gardeners in Louisiana and most of the parishes. There are currently, I guess, around 200 active master gardeners in the greater New Orleans area and about 2,000 statewide.
That's Rich Jensen, a Montana native who, having taken early retirement from a career as a director of tax compliance with major companies across the country, is now doing what he loves most, digging in the dirt in New Orleans.
I've been gardening ever since I could stand up and or crawl because my grandparents were really avid vegetable and flower gardeners. And every spring we would go and till the soil with a tiller, and my grandmother would get her yardstick out and we would measure the rows, you know, 36 inches apart. And we, you know, had to keep up with the weeds all summer. It's a fairly short growing season there, unlike here.
A full-time resident of the Crescent City since 2002, Rich, like many out-of-towners who have moved to the city, delights in the fact that we have a long, really a year-round growing season. But wanting to know more about the flowers and plants of his new southern home, and now having the time to do it, he signed up to become one of the elite of the elite.
I started the Master Gardener program in the fall of 2011, and after you go through the training, which is a pretty intensive 40 to 50 hours of training in everything imaginable, from botany, soils, weeds, pesticides. The following year, you are committed to putting in 40 hours of service to support the city. And what I did this past year is I focused my attention on City Park and the Botanical Gardens, getting that all cleaned up and ready for the fall garden show.
But master gardener or not, Rich, who lives close to the lakefront, still has enough remembered country boy experiences to know how to deal with the unwelcome critters who quite often like to invade his glorious garden and chomp on his year-round flowers.
I have possums, raccoons, obviously lots of squirrels. I haven't seen a coyote yet, but I know they're out there. But if the raccoons or possums are starting to get in my pool, which is off limits, I will set the trap. And when I catch them, I give them to a friend that lives on the North Shore, and he has a hunting camp up there. And I don't want to know what he does beyond that.
I'm not sure how much dealing with critters learning there is in the Master Gardener's curriculum. I do know that the more than 200 plant-passionate persons in the New Orleans Master Gardeners program represent gardeners from all walks of life. It's something that Rich Jensen has come to really appreciate, and he thinks others would too.
I would say for anybody interested in looking at the program that they should log in to lsuagcenter.com, and under the features section of that webpage, there's a link to Master Gardeners. And from there, you can take a look at all the information they have regarding the commitment to become one, when the training is offered, that sort of thing.
For more information about how to participate in the Master Gardeners program, and for a tip on how to ensure your potted plants don't wilt when you leave town for a few days, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.